At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
See, when it comes to protecting what is most important, they work with families, individuals, and business owners to help make smart financial decisions that support life today and set the foundation for generations. David Darlington, Russell Walton, and Cody Eiler bring decades of experience, and their dedicated team provides follow-through, answering questions and staying connected as life evolves. DWE Generations, a generational wealth planning firm. Visit generations.nm.com or call 402-483-7871. Ask for David, Russell, or Cody at DWE Generations. Saw a stat yesterday that was impressive, I thought, for Nebraska baseball, SIP, as they continue to likely be in line to host a regional here in Lincoln next week. Mm-hmm. This is from the official Husker baseball account. Attendance numbers came out, SIP.
I see this.
Nebraska finished 13th in the country in attendance this year, 5,123 fans per game, including SIP over the last month of the year, just shy of 7,000 fans per game, 6,984 fans per game over the final month of the year. Now, remember those series against USC and Iowa, big crowds, but they show up for a team that's playing like Nebraska has been this year also.
Yep.
You wonder what a regional could look like here in terms of fans.
You don't wonder.
8,000 plus per game, right?
You don't wonder. You know it's going to be packed. Whatever the fire marshal says is acceptable, basically.
That's over 8, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that number is. I don't know what they're... You know, I'm going back to those years where Will was playing, Will Bolt, and it was packed. So just whatever the... I'm serious. How willing is the fire marshal to sort of say, okay, just kind of do what you got to do within reason, you know? But anyway, it'll look like it did when Will played. That's how I look at it. That's how it's going to feel and look. I don't know if it'll feel that way, but it'll look that way. It'll be hard to ever feel that way because that was an interesting time in Nebraska baseball because it all felt so new. Now, it will kind of feel new again. On now 2005.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, 2005.
21 years ago.
Jabba Chamberlain and Alex Gordon, which,
I mean, I was in high school.
Yeah, and Alex,
35
was, Alex was about to be picked, what, in the draft first?
Yeah, second.
Second.
Second in the draft.
Alex Gordon was going to be this, you know, so that it all felt a little different back then because it was a freaky time. But this will be great. It'll be... And it'll help, it'll give Nebraska an edge, and it'll be really bizarre if Arkansas comes in here.
That was the, we saw that yesterday, thanks to Corey, put that up from On3. They had that, and Nebraska was the one, Arkansas was the two.
Yeah, and now.
21st ranked Arkansas.
As Bill pointed out, though, you don't want to go too far into
that conversation. Yeah, it's just a prediction.
Right.
But that'd be a great story if it was Arkansas.
Yeah.
Van Horn versus Bolt.
Yeah, so. This is going to crank up, and it'll be amazing out there.
I just wonder if they would go to standing room only because, you know, GA is kind of that, but that's for the, you know, the berms. Third base berm, first base berm, and the outfield has berms.
I think you would go to standing room only.
They should. You could. There's room to stand around that concourse.
Right. That's what
if they
about.
Were to do that.
There's a railing.
Oh, there's a ton of room for that.
Right. There's a railing. You can
yes.
I would imagine that's what they do. People do
that. That gets you over 8,000.
Yeah. People...
That's I want to see
You're
the eight. I want to see the
8,
eight. I want to see the eight.
Yeah.
Eight plus for they won't get to 9, but anywhere between 8 to 8,500, I think would be incredible.
I like this for Will that we're having a conversation that they're in the top 15 teams in terms of attendance in a cold weather school.
Yeah, in the yeah. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. In a non-baseball conference, the Big Ten's had a great year. With UCLA having the great year they've had, number one team in the country, Nebraska's had a great year, USC, Oregon. You've had four ranked teams almost the entire season.
Which, by the way, now, hold on.
What?
I don't know. We might have slipped up a little bit saying it's a non-baseball conference.
Well, it has been. It has been. Right. The additions of the West Coast teams have helped the Big Ten greatly in baseball.
Purdue had a good year. So there's a couple cold weather teams that aren't bad.
This is the same conference, Sip, that back when the Ticket started doing radio, the Minnesota coach wanted them to not even play the same time as other schools, other conferences. He wanted to play their own summer league, Big Ten only.
And then what was the...
Now, Michigan did make a championship game a couple years ago. They were in the finals.
A few years
ago. Indiana's had some success.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber.
Hey,
what happened with Northwestern? What was that saga?
They didn't have a coach for a while.
They fired him, right?
They fired everybody.
And it wasn't... Nobody covered it.
They were like 0-9 or 0-10, and everyone got fired and nobody was talking about it.
Nobody was covering it. It wasn't covered in the media.
Is that a baseball conference?
Yeah.
Kudos to the West Coast teams being good and really
kudos
good.
To Nebraska.
And Nebraska for having 23-7 in conference play. Are you kidding me?
Legit.
23-7.
Legit.
41-14 overall, one loss at home to a very good Kansas team.
They're going to be a problem for not everybody, but most teams because they keep coming. They got a legit offense and they're resilient.
They were down 6-1 in the ninth inning at Minnesota and won 7-6.
Well, and that's sort of like a regular, not that extreme, but they regularly would respond this year. I mean, that's the type of team they are. By the way, sort of the type of team I envisioned when they hired Will. I always kind of thought, this is not exactly the teams I envisioned with Will, but the resiliency part is what I envision. That's his personality.
But on YouTube, Corn Raider says capacity is 8,486 at Haymarket Park.
You are fixated.
What does that mean? We're going to see 85 in the building. It's going to be beautiful. I hope to be there.
You'll be there, right?
In a non-media role. I can cover the team, but in the stands. I'd like to be there with a ticket in the stands. But if I have to be media... credential, fine. That's fine. I can do that too. But I don't want to miss that scene. I'm going to softball Thursday night and Friday. I'll be at
Wait
the game.
Wait a second.
Yeah,
what?
I'll be there.
On.
Yeah. Credentialed media. Not in the press box. There's no room in the press box, but I'll be walking around the area.
Okay, that's how that works?
You might get a seat there, but
I would not get a seat. No, they would not give me a seat.
Radio station's not going to get a seat in a tiny press box.
No, they're not going to give me a seat. It'll be our beat. It'd be the Husker Online.
You could get a credential to walk around with me and see the scene.
So you just walk
8 p.m. game Thursday, late night.
You just walk around.
Well, I'll be in the concourse area.
Okay.
So I'm going to give coverage Thursday, Friday.
You're kidding me.
Me and Nick Wyman and DP going to give coverage from...
You're kidding
Bolden
me.
Stadium.
You're going to be... Bill would love this.
I'll be on the grounds.
Bill would love this.
I'll be on the grounds.
You're credentialed media.
Yeah, for softball.
Working.
Which I was at Saturday for the game.
Yeah.
Not media.
Oh, Folks, you will have Ronda Rivera at 8:15.
Yeah, we will.
You need to get ready for this.
I am prepared. I'm prepared. I had long talks with Carson Schott about the team. He goes to every game. So I got a lot of intel.
Okay. This is fun.
When we come back, I've got Bill's Thrills. Jake's Takes is next. Bugaboo Tuesday. I got something.
You got a bugaboo?
Oh, it's bothering me.
I was wondering if you had a bugaboo.
Oh, I'm ready to roll. That and Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.